Welcome to Song Swap Showdown Quick Hit, the show where we dive into one song reviews pulled straight from the full episodes of Song Swap Showdown. Get ready for rapid fire music insights and fun all in a quick bite-sized format. Let's rock. Our final song of the day is a song I'd never heard before. So this song is called Beautiful Things by Benson Boone.
Benson Boone.
No idea who Benson Boone is, but this was a surprising song for me because I got to be honest with you, when it started, I wasn't sure. So here's my hot take on this song. This song to me actually sounds very 90s, like alternative rock, if you, whatever, but just sounds very 90s influenced with a mashup of like, I'd say, I don't even know if this is right, but like the vocal stylings that are very now.
Okay.
If that makes any sense. Like, it's like pop vocals mixed with 90s rock.
Okay.
And I think his voice is great. I just wasn't expecting where the song went. I wasn't expecting the crescendos, the highs, the lows, the big, like, loud chord. I was like, wow, this is very, like, 90s, like, where the big formula in the 90s was soft and loud, heavy, like, soft. Like, they would go back. I mean, Nirvana perfected that. That sound, and I'm not saying this sounds like Nirvana, but has that like that peaks and valleys, and I was
the
impressed
full experience.
By it. I was very impressed with this song. As of I was looking on this on Billboard, it actually was number 3 on the Billboard Hot 100, and that was around Valentine's Day. So I don't know where it's sitting now in the charts, but wow, good for him, man. He's 21 years old. He's from Washington, and he was on, I didn't know this either because I don't watch this, but he was on American Idol. You watch American Idol, don't you?
I've not watched, I used to. I don't watch any of the new seasons except for the TikTok clips that I used to.
Okay. So he's got nearly 5 million followers on TikTok. But he already was on Billboard again. He had two Billboard Hot 100 hits with In Stars and Ghost Town, songs I'd not heard at all. But this song is definitely interesting to me. It's not, I said, it gives me like the 90s feel. So Amanda, let me just, before we play it, like, where did this song come on your radar? And this obviously made your list because this is, we're talking about favorite songs. This is like eternity playlist level song.
It is. So I saw this on TikTok for the very first time, and it was this kid in his car seat, and I had never heard the song before, and I, like, when you play the song, it'll kind of show how, like you said, it goes from he's almost talking to this larger-than-life, like, vocals, and this kid that was probably, I don't know, 2 or younger, felt this song in its core, and he lip synced this, and it was the cutest thing ever. And I would argue that TikTok of that little boy doing it is what escalated this song to the top. People can argue with me about that, but I am positive that single-handedly got it, and that's what put it on my radar. And when you listen to the lyrics, I think the lyrics more than anything to me just hit really hard.
Yeah.
And I just love it.
Yeah, he was saying in this article with Billboard, he said, it was inspired by a relationship I had just gotten into for the first time in my life. I felt like I was extremely out of control of the way this relationship would turn out. Meaning, like, in the past, I feel like I've always known that I could be the one to end a relationship. This one felt very different. It was the first time I'd really been actually genuinely terrified to lose something. He said he wrote the song when he moved to L.A., and he moved his grandma's old piano up to his living room. He said, I couldn't sleep at one night and I didn't know what to do. So I came downstairs and started playing piano. And that's when I wrote the melodies for Beautiful Things. The next day I had a session and I took it to the studio. So let's listen to a little bit of Benson Boone's A Beautiful Thing. I love the guitar sound in this too, by the way. I got it.
For a while there it was rough, but lately
been
doing better.
21.
Then the last 4 cold Decembers, I recall. And I see my family every month. I found a girl my parents love. She'll come and stay the night, and I think I might have it all.
Yeah.
And I thank God every day for the girl he sent my way. But I know the things he gives.
Not what you would think they would look like.
No, it's not.
And I hold you every night. And that's a feeling I want to get
you. Hang in there just a little bit longer, everyone. It's coming. It's coming.
But here it comes.
No man as terrified as the man who stands to lose.
Yeah, this threw me. This was, you want to talk about bait and switch?
Mm-hmm. Oh, fair.
You got me. I got. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Please stay. I want you, I need you, oh God. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Oh. Great. Yeah. Don't take. All right. So, great song. I am digging this song. I've listened to it now a bunch of times. It's good. I definitely was not expecting the big chorus like that. Like I said, I hadn't heard the song before this, before you sent it to me. So, I was like, all right, you know.
Yeah.
You guys got a great voice. I see where this is going. Like, and I was not prepared for, like, the minute I heard it, ding, ding,
ding, you knew something good was coming.
Ooh, there's gonna be a change up here, and it paid off. I like it. I really like the song. No, I don't know what else to say. Like, it kind of blew me away. Like, I was not expecting that in this song, and to me, it really made the song for more of, like, I'm gonna say this, more of a generic pop song into something that is a lot more special and unique. So I'm going to give it a 4.7.
Oh my goodness, that's excellent.
I'm giving it a 4.7. I really dig it. I like the lyrics. I was hoping
you would like it.
No, I like the lyrics. It speaks to me. This is the kind of song that I would like to write. And I'm being serious. Like, yes. I wish I had enough talent to write something like this. I do not. But if I had the talent, yes, I would love to write something like this because I love the peaks and the valleys. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cool song. So well done.
Well,
Benson
done.
Boone.
Benson Boone. And, you know, it shows also the responsibility of your own marketing as an artist. He is killing his TikTok. He is duetting things because kids are really liking this song.
It's a great song.
It's almost like a kid is allowed to yell in this song. And I think they're really leaning in on that. Like, they're not going to get in trouble for feeling it and like releasing that rage almost. And so it's super cute to see all of the items that are getting created on social media around this. It's just such a pleasure to see and watch him grow.
I like it. So four, yay! What did I say? 4.7? 4.7 records for me for Benson Boone's tune, Beautiful Thing. And that's a wrap on this quick hit from Song Swap Showdown. Do you agree with our review of the song? We want to hear from you. Join our free Facebook group by using the link in our show notes and join the conversation. For more in-depth reviews and musical throwdowns, follow us wherever you get podcasts. So make sure you hit that follow button so that way you don't miss out on full episodes of Song Swap Showdown, your weekly musical throwdown show, available on all podcast platforms and YouTube. Remember, keep the music playing and we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.